Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
Now, as you know, there's a lot of weather warnings, yellow weather warnings has to be set in place for the weekend. It looks like it's going to be cold, nippy, icy, chilly, whatever word you want to use. And joining me now is Colin Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel. And I also have Brenda Bulger of Bulgering Motoring School to talk to us a little bit about getting around, conveying yourself around the country over the weekend. Colin, I'll come to you first. We see some weather warnings already in place. Seems to be mainly at its worst Saturday night into Sunday. Is that correct? And what kind of conditions are we talking about?
Well, a very good afternoon. Certainly, we do have plenty of weather warnings in place at the moment, chiefly at the moment across much of Ulster, Donegal, and across into many parts of the remainder of the north of Ireland. Generally speaking, we will expect to see those areas bearing the brunt of the wintry conditions in terms of any precipitation or snowfall between now and into Saturday itself. On Sunday evening into Sunday night, the risk of wintry precipitation at that stage extends more widespread across the country. We see more organised and heavier showers at that point pushing in across Ulster, North Connacht, and into parts of Leinster as well. That could bring some small accumulations of snow to places. And throughout the period from now right the way through until at least Monday, we have very cold conditions in general with nighttime frosts on each of the nights, respectively, getting down to -4, even -5 degrees Celsius in some parts.
So, Col, in my everyday way of looking at these things, are we talking about, you know, actual snow that sticks? Are we talking ice? Are we talking a smattering, dusting? What is it all going to look like?
Between now and Sunday, let's say, we certainly are going to see some small accumulations of snow. So let's say for the majority, it would be a dusting over hills and higher ground. We could see accumulations maybe between 2 and 5 centimetres. On Sunday evening into Sunday night and probably the early hours of Monday morning, at that point, the risk of some heavier precipitation becomes a little bit more widespread. So going from a dusting to a covering, let's say, in many parts of certainly Ulster and much of North and East Connacht and into parts of North Leinster. So at that stage, anywhere between maybe 5 to 10 centimetres of snow seems possible, especially over hills, as we said, but even down to lower levels as well at that stage. So that could lead to some disruption and we'll possibly see an upgrade in one or two of those weather warnings, I think, as we go into Sunday evening in particular.
Now, I see the UK Met Office are really sort of saying that the Britain will be under a blanket of snow. So are we kind of getting away with it a little bit when you compare it to UK?
It's very limited, I suppose, in terms of the areas that are really seeing any appreciable snowfall, let's say, during this particular cold spell. With winds directly in the north at this time of the year, the precipitation is mostly coming in the form of showers. And the showers at this time of the year, they don't have the energy to penetrate inland. So it's really only coastal fringes at the moment of Ulster and North Connacht that are seeing the heaviest of the precipitation or any of the kind of snow that's settling. Across the UK, then, it's mostly across Scotland and the east coast of England where they're seeing the snow as well. They have amber weather warnings in place across Scotland. Anything up to 20 to 30 centimetres of snow is expected there in some places. That certainly would cause some disruption. And later on, along the east coast of England as well, accumulations here maybe 10 to 15 centimetres in one or two locations. But for the vast majority, it's simply a dry, cold spell that we're seeing.
I'm based in Dublin for the last few days. It's mainly been dry. I can't speak for everyone else, but I'm thinking of ice and what might ice over from recent days. But it hasn't been that bad. So would it be fair to say that, you know, there's not that much moisture on surfaces at the moment, or am I adopting a Dublin-centric view on that?
Perhaps a little bit of a Dublin-centric view across some other parts of the country. I'd say anywhere from the Midlands north, there have been showers that have occurred within the last 24 hours. So road surfaces are a little bit damper there. Of course, we'd such a very wet month for December in general. And so we still do have quite a lot of moisture about on the road surfaces as well. So I suppose, and obviously Brenda will have more advice on this, but certainly the advice to motorists over the next 72 hours or so would be to take care, especially on rural roads, especially any of the roads that are untreated. Ice, and indeed black ice, is certainly likely in places.
Okay, well, you've set me up to talk to her, so thank you for the moment, Colin Nolan of Ireland's Weather Channel. Brenda Bulger is also with me of Bulger's Motoring School. Brenda, good evening to you.
Good evening, good, Brenda. How are you?
Good. We've heard there Cahill previewing a little bit of what we need to worry, but I'm actually travelling tomorrow myself with some other people. And what kind of stuff are we talking about here? Is it sort of just be careful, or is it a little bit more and you maybe don't travel? Or what's your sense of what's coming down the track?
Well, my sense from a road safety perspective would be, if you don't have to, please don't. If you can do it today instead, let's do it today. Let's avoid getting cars on the road if it's absolutely necessary that we can avoid having the cars on the road when the roads are going to be at their worst. We, as Cathal had said, there was quite a lot of precipitation, even down in Kilkenny in the southeast. We had quite a lot of rain over the last few days. So even the likes of the sun is quite low in the sky this time of year. So the glare from the West Road is really, really bad. So invest in a good pair of sunglasses for yourself. Make sure all of your fluids are topped up. Get some extra fuel as well, if you can at all, just in case you do get stranded somewhere and you need to keep the car nice and warm for yourselves till someone can come and pull you out of your mischief. I would definitely say make sure that you please have your lights in good working order, because it's so important, not just for you to see, but for you to be seen. Make sure that you've got your vis vest and a reflective triangle, maybe even a torch if you're going to be there as well. Have some snacks, have some water. Make sure your snacks are healthy, because you don't want sugar highs and sugar slumps. You want to maintain consistent energy levels for focus while you're driving.
And Brenda, does it matter the vehicle? I mean, a lot of people have more high-sided vehicles. Some people have four-wheel drive, some don't. There's lots of different vehicles out there. Would you tailor the advice at all?
I would reasonably. If you have a four-wheel drive, you're not immune to the road conditions. You just might have a slightly extra advantage. A higher vehicle has a higher centre of gravity, so it's more important that you are being slow when you're going around your bends, because with the weight distributions, you're probably more likely to flip if you're doing it at a higher speed. If you have a front wheel drive car and your vehicle maybe slides, you know, where it might kind of glide over to the right or glide over to the left and you're trying to go straight, the advice is always to steer into the direction that the car is sliding. There will be like a little secondary slip just while it corrects itself, and that's expected and that's okay. If you can't think to drive into the skid, the worst thing you can do is try and pull your steering wheel in the opposite direction to pull out of it. Loosen your grip on the steering wheel and allow the car to balance itself up.
Okay.
Would be the next step of advice. If you have a rear wheel drive vehicle, you're exactly in the same position as a front wheel drive vehicle. But I would say maybe throw a sandbag or something with a little bit of weight, because the front wheel drive vehicle has the weight of the engine over the tires, where a rear wheel drive vehicle doesn't. So it's a lot lighter and a lot more prone to moving. Whereas if there is a little bit of weight there in the boot, it can give it a little bit more traction, but make sure your tires.
Yeah, there was always that traditional thing of putting a concrete block in your boot. I don't know if that's still a thing.
I'm sure there's some technology these days.
I think a sandbag might be a better option. It sounds a bit more civilized.
Yeah, for sure.
I suppose the other worry is what time you're traveling at. I mean, if you're going down into particular areas, I'm thinking of the Wicklow Mountains and so on and so forth. If you're going down at 6 a.m. and you're 10 a.m, there's a huge difference. I mean, it really is something to be very careful of. I'd say a lot of the data will show a lot of these snow and ice accidents happen because it's so early in the morning where nothing's been gritted and no other cars have gone over that area already.
Yeah, and we've all been in the situation where we've gone into one of those roads and you can see the tire tracks of a vehicle that went before you, and your thoughts and prayers are with them, you know, and thankful for them that they were able to create a track for you to follow. But the rural roads are going to be really, really difficult because they're not going to be gritted. And if you can at all avoid driving on those types of roads, definitely do. Like, if you're coming out of your house to get to your car and you need to grab your wall or your fence or your gate or take extreme caution, maybe walk in the grass instead of the concrete or tarmac, ask yourself, if this is what it's like for me to try and walk to get to my car, is my drive worth the risk?
And the final one is always, slow down. I know that's something we talk about at other times of the year with the flooding and all the rest of it, but it carries across all different types of weather, that advice.
It really does. So slow down, leave about 10 times. Instead of a 2 second rule, you're going to be looking for a 10 second rule, and try to drive in a higher gear than you would normally drive. So that, I don't know how to explain it now in a technical term. Hopefully some good mechanic can come on and explain it better.
Oh, come on, try it. We'll try it out. We'll have a go.
Give it a go. The car feels looser if it's in a higher gear than if you're driving kind of at your 1.5. Or if you're driving at your 2,000 to 2,500 revs, it feels tight and, you know, it's just going to be more of a heavy impact.
Okay.
If you do impact something when you're at a lower gear. So try and be in like a slightly higher gear where you'd normally be in third, go into fourth. If you're normally in fourth, go into fifth, etc. Just give yourself that little room to...
As we say in Ireland, we know what you mean.
Yes, thank you.
Even though it seems paradoxical, yes.
Yeah, it is. And that's a good way to go as well. But and as well, if I could say, if somebody has the DRLs, the daytime running lights, or the automatic lights before you embark on your journey, some people will just turn those on and head off and it's fine because they can see. Some models of cars will have the rear lights come on when they're turned on,
yeah.
And some models of cars will not.
Yeah, so a lot of them are automated, but what exactly is automated is what you're saying. Yeah, what comes on? Yeah, just have a look before you go off on that. Listen, you've thought of everything. You've even thought about have snacks and the level of sugar in them. I'm very impressed you're an organised woman. Brendan Bulger of Bulger's Motor School, thank you very much for those practical tips. And before that, you heard Colin Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel. Now...
The Hard Shoulder. With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.